This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The cleanup could be extensive from damage in Louisiana caused by Hurricane Laura. The AP's Ed Donahue with details.
The mayor of Lake Charles says with all the damage, people who evacuated and are coming back should just look and leave. Stanley Hazelton decided not to evacuate.
There's businesses gone. There's people without homes. So it was dumb. I said, we'll never do it again.
Elizabeth Griffin Teachton decided to evacuate near Vinton, Louisiana.
It's 2020. What can you do?
She's glad she evacuated.
With the wind gust ripping the roof off and the wind itself is going to create a noise, that howling noise. You'll never be able to forget it, and it would haunt you forever.
One man said they need ice, water, blue tarps, everything you could associate with a storm 2 hours ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
The police union issues an accounting of what officers say led to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Kenosha Professional Police Association has provided an account detailing what officers say led to the shooting of a black man last Sunday that sparked protests in Kenosha and further heightened tensions across the nation. The statement says officers made two separate attempts to incapacitate Jacob Blake with the use of tasers, but they were ineffective. Moments later, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Shesky opened fire. Blake was shot seven times in the back, with his three children in the back seat of the SUV. Blake's family says he is paralyzed from the shooting. The union statement says the officers responding to a domestic disturbance call were aware Blake had an open warrant for felony sexual assault. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of worldwide infections from COVID-19 is now more than 24.6 million, with 835 people who have died globally from it. This is VOA News.